Great. Good morning. Nice to see you all here before the great parade. So as you can tell a little bit, Eleanor and I met the other day, and we were talking about our two presentations and realized that there's some overlap and some interesting differences between us, so we'll be highlighting some of that today. So I'm going to talk about Knapsack, and it's an intervention that's been done in child care centers. And what we found was the title when I submitted this says Improves Nutrition and Physical Activity. I will explain what we did find, but it didn't improve everything, but it had some really good success stories. And I have a lot of co-authors. This study was conducted over three different states. It was funded by the Maternal Child Health Bureau as a research grant. And I'm based here at UCSF in the School of Nursing. We also had nurse child care health consultants who were the people who conducted the intervention, so we want to thank them, our research assistants, the child care providers, the children, and the families. The background, as you all know, but just in brief, is that the prevalence of overweight and obese preschool age children has increased in the last decade. Children who are obese in the preschool age are also likely to be obese as adolescents and adults, and that's why we really believe that interventions need to happen early. And it seems that from most of the research, the 2 to 5-year-old age group is the most important time to do interventions. We also know that 62% of children under the age of 6 in the United States attend out-of-home child care programs, and that's why we focus our interventions in child care so we can reach the largest number of children. So the Knapsack program is really the nutrition and physical activity self-assessment for child care. And there was a pilot intervention that was done before our study, and it showed that there was some promise in this approach to promoting healthy weight environments in preschool settings. And they did come out with the EPAO as one of their measures of the environment and have really put together a wonderful packet of materials that you can just take on the road and do presentations with. And they're really great slides, and they're really great information and handouts that are very colorful and attractive. So it's really nice to take on another intervention that's been evidence-based and has been used before. I've never had that before. I've always created my own interventions, and this was just a wonderful experience to not have to do it all. So our study aim was to evaluate the Knapsack intervention. It was conducted by nurse child care health consultants in child care centers in California, Connecticut, and North Carolina. We were looking for changes in child care provider and parent knowledge, for changes in child care center written policies, and for changes in the child care center nutrition and physical activity practices. We were also looking at the children's BMI. And I would say that one of the things that I've learned after doing lots of interventions in childcare, it's really nice to have outcomes at all different levels, and you can see that here. You know, when you're doing a workshop, first just see, did it work? Was there any knowledge change? Next level is just in terms of policies, and as we heard, policies are so important in really having an impact and change, so it's really nice to be able to see that. And the next level is, do those policies really look different in the on the floor? Are their practices really changing? And ultimately, can you actually change children's BMI? So our method was a 1-year randomized control trial. I realized it could also say that it's a 1-year randomized control trial, and our second year was a crossover design. So our intervention centers in the first year were followed for the second year, and our control centers became intervention centers the second year. But I'm just reporting on our first year. And we had 3 to 5-year-old children, 552 across all of the centers in the different states. 137 child care providers participated, 18 child care centers. We had 6 centers per state, and within each state, we randomized for the intervention and control. The enrollment criteria was being a licensed center, receiving federal subsidy, or participating in a food program, because we really wanted targeted low-income children. And the child care providers had to speak English, because we were only able to provide this in English. The centers were randomized and matched based on the proportion of children who were getting subsidies, and in the end, we had a nice match between intervention and control. So what is the intervention? It's actually workshops that we provide for the child care providers, and we had one for parents. There are some other programs that expand more on the parents, but this one was really targeted for child care providers. The workshops have different titles, and here they are. They're Childhood Obesity, Healthy Eating for Young Children, Physical Activity for Young Children, Personal Health and Wellness, because we wanted to focus on the child care providers, their own lifestyle, and really talk to them about what they're eating and their own physical activity. And the last one was working with families to promote healthy behaviors, because we really wanted the child care providers to take the information that we gave them and bring it to the families that they were working with. And then we had one workshop specifically for parents, and it's called Nutrition and Physical Activities. It was sort of a compilation of all of the information we gave the child care providers and wanted to make sure that the parents heard the same messages. So our methods were that we got demographic information on the child care providers and the directors. We also looked at workshop knowledge before and after each of the workshops that we did. For the families, we also got demographic information, and for those parents who participated in the workshops, we got pre- and post-knowledge tests. We looked at the center policies by actually asking the director for a copy of their policies and then reviewed them according to our criteria, and that was based on the National Health and Safety Standards or Caring for Our Children. And we also looked at practices, and I'll explain a little bit more about detail on practices. And for the children themselves, we actually did observations that were standardized of the children's eating behavior, physical activity, and we also did BMI. And so specifically when we talk about what we looked at when we did the observations, we used the EPAO, the Environmental Physical Activity Observation, but we modified it quite a bit and made it very simple. We wanted to have central-level observations that was really looking at the central-level activity. For example, looking at physical activity to see what kind of supervision was going on, what kind of encouragement the providers were providing for the children. Nutrition, we were looking at, do the staff sit down with the children? Are they eating the same food? What kind of conversations are going on? So a lot of it was focusing on the staff-child interaction that was happening. And then we also had another measure that was called the diet observation. And this was where we trained our blinded observation, or the observations were done by their research assistants who were trained and blind. We did it at different meal times. In particular, we really focused on the data that I have is on lunch, because all of the centers had lunch observations and snacks, which were in the morning and afternoon. We actually had randomly selected children, and then the observer would go out and look at those four children. It says three here, but it's four, two boys, two girls. And they would focus on those children for the day to look at the food that they ate and the food that they were served. And those were the two things that we really looked at. What food were they offered, and then actually what did they eat? In the end, we found out that it was much easier and more accurate to just analyze the food that they were offered. It was very hard to estimate what they ate, even though that was part of it. We categorized the foods as whole grains, proteins, vegetables, fruit, milk, juice, and sweets. We had quite a detailed way of doing that. And then we categorized the groups in the end as what were more healthier meals versus less healthy in the same center, and what were more healthier and less healthier snacks. We used the OSTRAP, which is an observation system for recording activity in preschools. It was modified from the Children's Activity Ratings Scale, the CARS, and there's been several good articles on the validity and reliability of the OSTRAP. The way we did that, to simplify this, is really that we had eight children randomly selected again before the observer went in. She was given the names of the eight children to observe for the day. She would do 15-second observations on and off to see their physical activity for a total of 4 minutes per child. In the end, we aggregated the data into basically physical activity in terms of level of activity, being moderate, vigorous activity versus sedentary, and the type of activity, what were they doing. We also looked at if they were outdoors or not. For the data collection procedures, we did center director interviews and assessments. A big part of NAPSEC is to talk to the director and ask them what they would like to see change in their center, so that the nurse, child care, health consultant can work with them particularly on what they want to focus on. We also conducted blinded observations of the children and the center. We reviewed the policies. So all of the research assistants that went in did not know if it was an intervention or a control center. The child care health consultation was done on specifically nutrition and physical activity by doing workshops. And then we had what we say is on-site and off-site consultation for 6 months after. So even though we did workshops, we made sure that there was still an involvement with this nurse child care health consultant who went in. And depending on what the needs were, the director wanted, the staff wanted, if parents wanted something, we would provide handouts, we would put up posters, we would keep the engagement going so that they would get more information over time. Then we conducted the blinded observations of children in the center and reviewed policies after. So we did everything basically before and after the seven-month intervention. Our analyses were descriptive, t-tests. We also looked at if there were differences across our states on many of our baseline measures, and we did multiple regression. So what did we find? In terms of describing what the intervention was, our child care health consultants had contact with the directors and staff and were available for the parents for about 7 months. The on-site consultation was an average of 82 minutes. You can see it's quite a bit of time. You spend, the first time you go, you really spend over an hour doing an assessment, talking, doing interviews, and really getting to know people. Also, there's a lot of time going there just doing workshops. So you're very visible, you're known by the staff because they get to see you over time. And then there was follow-up consultation, which could be done by phone or email, and that was about an average of 30 minutes. And the 30 minutes includes the prep time, not just all the time on email, but getting things together, gathering materials, maybe even writing materials for them. So the number of consults per center was about an average of 13. So we say it's about two kind of contacts per month during this intervention period. So who was involved? In terms of the children, we had 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. There wasn't any difference between them. What we did find, there were some differences. In particular, there were a lot of differences across our states. North Carolina, Connecticut, and California is different. So we always controlled for state in all of our analyses. But also just looking at our baseline between intervention and control, we found that in all the other demographics, there weren't differences. But on poverty level, there was. So that we had a higher number of percent, 35% of children in the control centers were more likely to live in poverty than our intervention centers, so we controlled for that later. In terms of parent education, similar, that the control centers had more parents who had not, who had finished high school or less, so that we controlled for that. In ethnicity, we also had some differences. A lot of the differences were mostly actually across our states. Where in California we had more Latino and Asians, and in North Carolina there were more African Americans. So overall, though, it was a very nice ethnically diverse group of families across our three states. So our potential confounders was that we wanted to control for state because we had so many different things that were different about states, like household crowding, our teachers' education was different, the number of subsidized kids in the centers differed. So we always controlled for state. And then the demographics was education, ethnicity, and family and poverty. So what did we find? As I said, we looked at different levels of intervention. So the first level was, when you attend a workshop, did you learn anything? And luckily, 4 out of the 5 workshops that we did for the child care providers, they did have an increase in knowledge. And just a little aside on that was also the questionnaires that we use for knowledge were also standardized and provided by Knapsack. And they're really well, they're very simple, they're very nicely worded, and I've over the years created lots of these before, and I found that these were some of the best, because they were very well, they were also very well matched for each of the content that you were doing, so they're really great to use. In terms of parents' knowledge, we also found that there was an increase in knowledge at the parents' level. So what did we find for policies? This was very nice to see, and it was very successful. So in the intervention versus control centers, there was a much more centers had policies by the time we finished the intervention, and the quality of their policies met the national health and safety standards of those in caring for our children. So this was a very positive change. And you know that if you can change policies at that level for child care centers, it should trickle down and that we should see changes in practice. So what did we see in terms of nutrition? So for all the observations that we did, we can say that there were some positive changes in the intervention centers. And what you can see here in terms of change, I highlighted in yellow, the intervention centers had an 8% change in having healthier lunches, a 15% increase in their snacks. And actually, when we did some statistics on this, it was only the snacks that were significant in terms of the change. But you could say these are pretty small changes. But in looking at the literature and in talking to colleagues, you actually, in terms of nutrition, it's very hard to see huge jumps and change in nutrition, especially in a seven-month period. So it's going in the right direction, but we also have a small study. It's not that many centers, so we didn't see a statistically significant difference. But it's going in the right direction, but it's also limited because it's saying that this is based on the food that was offered. So as I said, it was very hard to get what we would consider very valid and accurate data on what was eaten. And so we can say that the food that was offered was healthier, but not statistically significant. And then physical activity. We looked at the intervention centers and compared to the control centers, and this was disappointing. There was no statistically significant difference, but we found that the intervention centers, they had 4% decrease in sedentary time by 4%, and control centers increased by 2%. Whoopee, you know, it's not much. So it wasn't as much as we would have anticipated. But I was looking for, I also just wanted to share with you, because I've been looking across a lot of different studies to say, well, were our centers more sedentary than others, and how much moderate and vigorous activity do you actually expect? And in fact, in our centers, there was about, in our control centers, they changed from 53% to 58% in terms of sedentary time. So we're talking about centers that the kids are spending 55 to 60% of their time sedentary. In terms of moderate and vigorous activity, the centers are spending about 13 to 18% in moderate and vigorous activity. So this is really small, and it's actually consistent with most other studies. There's no study that shows that children are meeting the recommendations of having 60 minutes of active playtime. No one's showing that. So our intervention centers, in terms of moderate and vigorous activity, yay, we increased 4%, and control centers decreased by 1%, but not statistically significant, nothing that you're going to say, you've got to do this because it works. No, it doesn't in terms of this. So this was our observational data. So in terms of BMI, this is our good news. We were really happy to say that we're able also to get BMI on lots of the children, but we aggregated it by center, because what we really, everything we did was at the center level and focusing on the children in the center. And I don't have my pointer, but just to show you in terms of intervention centers, on the bottom pink line is the healthy weight. And then in the middle line, it's the overweight, and the top is the obese. And what was really interesting to us was that when you look at the intervention centers for pre-intervention, we have 16% that were overweight. And when you get to the control centers, the post-intervention, we increased to 18%. But what's happening is the 23% of the kids that were obese, we have a decrease. And it was really neat to see that, so the percent of kids that were decreasing in obese were coming into the overweight category. And so that was fine to see that swell up, because that's what you want. You know, no one's going to change from obese to healthy in 7 months. But the fact that we saw this trend is absolutely wonderful. And you can see that we did not see the same changes in the control centers. So we actually did multiple regression and were able to control for our confounders that I talked about. And there was a significant percent of change from overweight to obese in the pre to post intervention centers. So that, as I mentioned, and this is just the numbers to support it, is that we were able to see more of the children in the intervention centers change from obese to overweight. And in the intervention centers, they change from overweight to obese. So it was going in the opposite direction. And this was our most exciting finding, was when you look at it as a continuous variable and you do ZBMI, which is based on age and the weights standardized by CDC. So this is the best measure to use, because we can then compare across studies. And we found that there was, you could say, a BMI decrease of 0.28 in the intervention versus control centers after the intervention. And that was statistically significant, controlling for all of our confounders. And the neat thing was is that there was actually just recently, 2011, a Cochrane review of a lot of interventions looking at BMI and how it is changes according to different interventions. And for this age group, it actually was 0.26. is a decrease in BMI, and we found a decrease of 0.28. So we're right on target, which is really wonderful. So our summary is that we did find changes in our knowledge from our post workshops. We found changes in policies, and we found changes in BMI. So the intervention centers, there were a decrease in proportion of obese children with a corresponding increase in proportion of overweight children. We know we have limitations. We're very excited about our findings, but we have a small sample. And we also know that the intervention was really particular for child care providers, so we can't generalize it to families. Our methods are that one thing we do regret now that we're looking at it is that we didn't have repeated measures. When we did observations pre and post, it was just one day in each center. And we know that things can really vary based on weather, time of the day, month. We also know that there were historical changes and positive things were happening across the nation at the same time that we were doing our study, and we always know there are unmeasured variables. So we conclude that the Knapsack, the child care health consultation, really made a difference in the lives of these kids and the child care providers' work with the children. And we feel that children's BMI can change with center-level intervention, which is also a really important message because it doesn't have to be at the individual level. It could be at the center level, and that's what we're finding. So the future would be to expand this intervention to look at how it would be with families, with children, and the community. So I want you to have a great Halloween. I didn't know the Giants were going to win before I submitted this, but this is my cousins having Halloween. So thank you very much.